Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, no matter what your mental state feels like today. I'm Jake Carter, and let me tell you, sometimes those days feel like they're trying to hold us back with a super strong magnet. Ever feel that way? Like the world is dragging you down, making it impossible to even get out of bed? Well, trust me, you are not alone. But guess what? We've got this. This podcast isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about real talk, sharing strategies that actually work to combat those feelings of despair and low motivation. Today we're diving into my top 5 depression fighting strategies, things I've learned over the years that genuinely make a difference. First up, we gotta talk about movement. I know, it seems counterintuitive when you're feeling down, like the last thing you want to do is get your body moving. But hear me out, even a short walk, some gentle stretches, or even just dancing around your living room to your favorite song can release those feel-good endorphins that lift your mood and give you a burst of energy. You know that feeling when you finish a workout and suddenly the world feels brighter? That's the power of movement. Second, let's talk about mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and letting go of those racing thoughts that can spiral into negativity. There are tons of great apps out there to guide you through meditations, or you can simply find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on the sensations around you. The feeling of your feet on the floor, the sound of your breath, the smell of fresh air. Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button on your brain, giving you a chance to step back and regain control. Third, nurture those connections. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong social bonds can make a world of difference when you're struggling. You know that saying, "It takes a village." It's so true. Sometimes just talking to someone who understands what you're going through, sharing your feelings, and knowing you're not alone can be incredibly healing. Next up, let's talk about gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can actually shift your perspective and boost your mood. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. A warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, a sunny day. It's amazing how much a little appreciation can go a long way. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great too. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, engaging in activities that bring you joy, setting boundaries, and saying no when you need to. It's all about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think about a time when you were feeling down. Maybe you had a rough day at work, or things weren't going your way. Remember that sinking feeling in your stomach, the lack of motivation, maybe even the urge to just crawl into bed and hide? Now think about how you got through it. Did you talk to someone you trusted? Did you take a walk outside and breathe some fresh air? Maybe you treated yourself to something nice, or simply allowed yourself time to rest and recharge. See, we all have these strategies within us. Sometimes they just need a little nudge to come out. The key is to experiment, find what works for you, and make it a part of your daily routine. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, one small step at a time. So let's recap. Movement, mindfulness, connection, gratitude, and self-care. These 5 pillars can be your secret weapons in the fight against depression. Implement them, play around with them, see what feels right for you. And most importantly, don't give up on yourself. You are stronger than you think, and brighter days are ahead. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you combat those feelings of despair? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and remember, keep on driving towards that light. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of motivation. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.